Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Uso Kusibia, who joins you every morning round about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from the lovely African continent. Good morning, Miss Africa. How are you?
Good morning, Awungile and your listeners.
I've decided that's your name for today, Miss Africa. Yeah, because you bring some wonderful news from Africa, and so it's only natural that we call you that. That being said, though, you talk about an Ivorian chocolate factory with a low carbon footprint.
Yes. So, you know, Ivory Coast is one of the leading producers of cocoa, which is used to make chocolate. But there's also this whole notion that, you know, instead of just taking raw materials from Africa and then refining them elsewhere, countries should be able to basically do the whole value chain. So from harvesting to then making the final product, which is the chocolate. So an Ivorian French lady has basically opened a chocolatier, where she makes her own chocolate. But what's unique about her chocolate factory is that it doesn't use machines and, you know, and coal and other energy sources to get the end result. What she uses is a bicycle. So she grinds her coffee, her cocoa beans, with a bicycle, you know, so it uses manpower. So therefore you need more people to actually run that operation. And she's found that she's able to actually even hire more people because now the whole machine value chain is out. So in her store, you find her, you know, basically riding a bicycle as if it's a spinning class, and this is where she grinds her coffee, and then they make, I mean, the cocoa, and this is where they make the chocolate themselves. And the reason why she says this is that, as I say, machines use a lot of coal, a lot of electricity, and with countries trying to be more eco-friendly, and people actually even consumers being more aware or conscious in terms of how things are produced, you're finding that more and more people want more organic, more eco-friendly, you know, in terms of your business. Has it harmed the environment or not? How is it sustainable? Is it using products that will, you know, that will affect negatively the planet in a few years' time? So more and more people are becoming conscious about that. And this is the space in which she wants to now operate in.
Ah, so cool. Absolutely wonderful. But it is a Friday. I'm going to have me some chocolate and I'm going to enjoy myself. Miss Africa, thank you so much for joining us on the show this Friday. We chat again on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.